Let's talk beef markets. And we're joined here for the beef market update by Ann Wasco, the Gateway Livestock Exchange. Ann, how are you doing?
I am great. Good to be here, Sean.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we're already at Memorial Day weekend. This is prime grilling season. Like, when we think about beef consumption, isn't this like it, isn't it?
Oh, I think, you know, between this and then we got right around the corner, we got Father's Day, another great grilling weekend for both U.S. and Canadian beef consumers. So, we're in the height of it, if you will.
Yeah, nice. So, okay, so what does that mean for prices here this week?
Well, you know what, Sean? We talked about the spring high a few weeks ago, but markets haven't gone straight down. You know, and here's a classic example this week where, you know, U.S. cash, I'd call the U.S. South market, Texas, Kansas, a buck higher. They're at 171. In the north, we continue with that big premium in the north. Nebraska trades 182 live this week. That's a couple bucks higher. And then the dressed market in the north, 285 to 286 delivered. That's kind of $3 higher. So, you know, the market shook off the downside we saw back earlier this month and actually had a pretty good closeout heading into the long weekend for the U.S. And then, you know, on the wholesale market, same kind of thing. Didn't, you know, the choice cutout last night closed right close to $3 a pound. That's up $1.60 from last week. The select is about $15 back. But, you know, we've got production levels still on the smaller side, certainly versus last year. And again, you know, next week with the smaller kill in the U.S., we'll have a smaller production level again next week. So buyers really wanted to make sure they had beef around them, and I think that helped, you know, push that cut out a little bit this past week. So yeah, you know, that's been great news. Locally, this Western Canadian fed cattle market just won't say no, which is wonderful. Canfax is calling it $2 to $5 higher this week, anywhere from $3.97 to $4 delivered dressed in Alberta. So that is, again, another all-time high. That'll put the average when they come out later today, probably around 238 live in Alberta. And the other piece, Sean, that I wanted to mention with this local fat cattle market in Alberta, this basis, the spread between local and U.S., has finally clawed its way back to pretty close to par. And, you know, the first 4 months of this year, we averaged 20 under. So the difference there, Sean, is about, you know, depending on what weight you want to use, about $300 a head improvement.
So we're that current then?
Yes. Okay. That is the key driver. We got super current finally in these yards, and the front end supply, you know, it wasn't just get current and then into more cattle, get current and then move into tighter supplies. So it's been, but certainly currentness has been the key driver there.
So is the trade in exports combined with domestic consumption pulling that inventory through the system, or what's happening to get us so current?
Well, you know, a couple of things. First of all, our on-feed numbers are finally dropping. You know, all last year, most of last year, we went through record on-feed supplies. So you just had these big numbers, you know, month after month after month, and the packers were killing lots of cattle, lots of beef. And now it's on the flip side. Our on-feed numbers are dropping. Of course, we've been talking about this smaller supply for some time now. And as the on-feed numbers are down, the slaughter's down, our production's down. Fed cattle production in Canada year-to-date is down 7% from last year. So less production. All those things are allowing. And packers are still making some money, so they want to keep that throughput. And that's what's driving this basis back much closer to the U.S. market than it was all through last year and early this year.
What would we do if the packer wasn't making money? The whole thing would fold on itself. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay. Big news this week. Canada now has unrestricted access to the Taiwanese market. This is a big deal.
Well, sure it is. Anytime full access to a market that we trade with occurs, you know, I know it's been a long, we talked a lot about the anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of BSE, but these are good wins for the industry. We know, I talked to, you know, in our interview last week about, you know, market diversification for trade. So this is another piece of that. So that was announced this week. And Taiwan and Canada have kind of a long on again, off again beef trade relationship, you know, going back to the closure, full closure back in 2003 with the first BSE case, then a reopening to UTM in 2007, then closed again in 2015 when there was another case, or one of the cases, and then opened again in 2016 to UTM and some offals. So this is, like I say, on again, off again, but I understand full access, likely within a couple of weeks, we should be seeing some beef potentially moving, which is wonderful. The Eastern Asian markets are hugely important, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, Japan or South Korea or Vietnam, and now we can add Taiwan to that list. That's huge for Canadian beef. It's a strong market for us, and this is only good news for sure.
Yeah, you think about it, 20 years to get back to normal. That's wow.
Yeah. Long time.
Now, here's one thing that I've been looking at this week. So Canada has an atypical case of BSE. Was it last December? Mm-hmm. No, it'd be over a year ago.
A year.
We're like a year and a half. Yeah. What am I talking about? A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
The U.S. had an atypical case last week. Different reactions from trading partners to an atypical case of BSE. Canada definitely seems getting the worse end of the stick from some partners. Fair?
Yeah, I think it's fair. And I, you know, one of the key differences between our two countries is just, you know, how dependent Canada is on trade. And so it does become a real issue when you start to get these hiccups and challenges along the way. So, it's not the same. I guess that's as simple as a way to put it, yeah.
Well, it didn't see China delisting U.S. packing plants.
No. Right? My understanding, Sean, and maybe a chat with CCA would be up for this, but I understand that part is still crickets in terms of beef movement to China.
Yeah, from a Canadian perspective, we heard from the Canadian Pork Council that those plants in the pork sector have been relisted. So Canada is now shipping pork to China again. They said when we talked to them last week, interesting enough, Ann, you know, a lot of discussions right now about some of the struggles of the pork business. And I know we're here to talk about the beef markets, but what's happening in the cattle sector right now for producers is different than what's happening to producers. Like we talked to Rabobank this week, $50 US losses for producers right now per head. That's substantial. So what's the difference?
Well, I think it goes back, and I think you've talked about this in your interview, talked about it as well this week, the supply, right? So US beef production so far this year is down 5%. So is Canada's. So this is that supply story. And at the same time, you've got U.S. pork production up from last year. So lots of supply. It appears like there's lots of supply for some time, as I understand. And a little bit struggling on the export front for U.S. pork exports. So all of those things have meant more pork staying in the U.S. and certainly helping to weigh on that market.
Yeah. Well, you have yourself a great grilling weekend, because I know you will be. So,
yep.
Go for it.
Good. And Sean, we didn't even talk about rain. There's certain parts of southern Saskatchewan, and I see southern Alberta getting some moisture. So it's a good thing. I see green where I'm at today, which makes me pretty happy going into this long U.S. weekend.
We just need it to keep on coming, right? Because we don't have those deep reserves of moisture in a lot of these parts. So we need it to keep on coming. It's buying us some time. It's a little bit more encouraging. But definitely not out of the woods yet, so to speak. So,
No. Yeah.
And have yourself a great weekend, and we'll chat with you again in 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks, Sean. You too.